And today on 60 Second Psych, three signs of deviant benzo prescribing.
A group of French psychiatrists released two papers this month that looked at how often physicians prescribe benzodiazepines and hypnotics in ways that deviate from the guidelines. The result, 20 to 30% of those prescriptions deviated, and the rate was even higher in chronic medical and psychiatric disorders, 45 to 68%. But what I found most useful in this paper was the definition of deviation. They based it on French guidelines, and whether you agree with them or not, I think it's illuminating for all of us to think about these guidelines and how often we're off the mark. Here are three qualities of deviant benzo prescribing. 1. Duration. Prescribing benzos for longer than 1 month when used for sleep, or longer than 3 months when used for anxiety. 2. Half-life. Prescribing benzos with a half-life longer than 20 hours in people who are over age 75 or people who are over age 65 and have two or more active medical problems, or over age 65 and taking five or more medications. So, which benzos have a long half-life? That would be diazepam, valium, clonazepam, clonopin, chlorazepate, tranzine, chlordioxypide, librium, one of the longest half-lives, quazepine, Doral, and arguably alprazolam, Xanax. 3. Prescribing two or more benzos at the same time. So, how justified are these guidelines? I agree with the one about the long half-life. Those do increase the risk of falls, memory problems, as well as the overdose risk when used with opioids. A short half-life benzo like lorazepam or Ativan, temazepam, Restoril, or one of the safest, oxazepam, Serax, is preferable, particularly in the elderly. And while short-term use of benzos is ideal, there's at least one disorder where long-term use is acceptable. That's panic disorder. Panic disorder is where benzodiazepines have the best evidence, and two are FDA approved there. Unfortunately, they kind of have a long half-life, clonazepam and alprazolam. Generalized anxiety disorder and social anxiety disorder are close seconds when it comes to the best evidence for using benzos in anxiety disorders. They are controversial in PTSD, and they don't work in OCD, which is no longer classified as an anxiety disorder.